One of the hardest lessons I learned in this life is where my business ends and somebody else's business begins. This is Dr. Herbert O'Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with our instant inspiration. One of the hardest lessons I learned in this life is where my business ends and somebody else's business begins. We are very alert people. We are aware of what's going on in the world. We're aware of what other people are doing, and we're aware of what we're doing. We're aware of the possibility that other people have of doing wonderful things, and then they're not doing it. And we're aware of the wonderful things that we can do, and we're not doing it, but that doesn't bother us. It bothers us very much what other people are not doing, but it doesn't bother us what we're not doing. Now, this is kind of a strange paradox. It's something that we really should pay attention to a little bit. If you can tolerate yourself, go to work and tolerate, not tolerate, I don't like that word, but your world. Stop. If you can overlook your lack of accomplishments for what you can do, then overlook everybody else's too. But I don't really go along with that too much, because I, in my heart, see all the things that everyone else can do, and as I walk my meditation path, I see them in my heart doing these things. I see Sylvia filled with love and peace and harmony and joy and happiness and abundance and perfect health. You know, I mean, she gets very angry at me for doing that, you know. But and then I say about Ingeborg, the same thing. And I say for Ellen, the same thing. And you say, well, that's not very nice. We should each have a special extra prayer. Well, be thankful you're getting a prayer. But each one of you, I see in this perfect way. I say, I am the pure white light of love. And I surround with my pure white light of love Ellen, Sylvia, Ingeborg, Button, Love, and the cats. And all our beloved friends, all our beloved family, and all on the prayer list. And all of our students, all of our ministers, all of our practitioners, and all of our churches. And Mark, Faith, Paul, and Leslie, Marie, Howie, and Ray, and then God Unlimited, University of Healing, University of Philosophy, Absolute Monastery, School of the Master.
Absolute Monastery.
Well, that's hard to get out of my program here. And Order of the Absolute, you know, and then Worldwide Healing Ministry, Global Seminars, and the Far Valley Ranch. I always end with the Far Valley Ranch, all wrapped in my pure white light of love. And then I say, monks, staff, students, and friends. And I got to get rid of the monks, I guess. But anyhow, staff, students, and friends. And all of our ways are peace, and all of our paths are pleasantness. We live in our ideal spirit, mind, and body. We are independently wealthy. We are surrounded by harmonious beings and harmonious circumstances. What is it? When I say it, it all flows. When I'm thinking about it, it says, ha, 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 ha. But anyhow, and then I end up with all is in divine right order, you know. And I am clear, everything, you know, wonderful, in perfect divine order. In perfect divine order, everything is just fantastic. Now, Button just saw the cat walk by and had to go out and say, now, cat, you can't walk by our house. And the cat says, Button, this is your house only when you're up here. When you're down at the embassy, then that's your house. And we don't come down and bother you too much at your house. Although they do come down and they make little eyes at Button and Love and try to get them excited. And it doesn't take too much to get them excited. But one of the hardest lessons I've learned in life is where my business ends and somebody else's begins. So I could say to all of my friends and all of my students and all my world that I surround you in my pure white light of love, but I don't. I just do it. And when I do it, then the blessing is theirs. When I say, I'm surrounding you with my pure white light of love, Ellen, then Ellen says, okay, I better be perfect. I better do it. See, and we're making people do things that is not our privilege to do. You don't have to do anything. You are pure white light. You are love. You are goodness. You are. And you see, when I say these things, there's nothing more to say. There's nothing more to do. There's nothing more to be, because it's all done. And that's what you want to accept. That's what you want to accept. Whenever you give a program out, we spoke about that earlier. Giving praise, I show spiritual illumination. And we don't need to have a response for giving the praise. Because if we want a response, if we want a response for treating for other people, then we have problems. Now, I was noticing on the internet, one of the programs that we watch frequently, a group, it said, we would like to hear from you when your prayers are answered. We'd like to hear from you as you are accomplishing your good. As we are praying for you, we'd like to hear from you when you have fulfilled your good. And you don't do that. If you are a practitioner, what do you do?
It's done.
When you speak your word, what?
The mountains tremble.
It is done. The mountains tremble. Everything is over with. However, if you think that speaking your word is not enough, then you got a problem. You have a problem. You're not being a good practitioner. You're not being a good minister. No, you're not being good at anything. You're just like the Sadducees, Pharisees, and so forth on the street corner, telling everybody, Allah, Allah, I pray to God, I pray to God, you know. And Jesus said, they have their reward for standing in front of the people. You have your reward for praying for these people when they say, thank you. Yeah? We were talking about our medical doctor in the local clinic here, and he was saying, I know you guys are praying for me. He says, pray for me. And so then we pray for him. Now, does he expect results? What kind of results does he expect?
Being whole and perfect.
And what else?
Successful in his art.
That's right. But now, and that's the whole thing about us as practitioners. We speak our word, and now it is done. Now he's whole and perfect. Now everything's in divine order. Now. And if we don't do that, then we are sticking our nose in somebody else's business. You see, you have the privilege of seeing the world exactly like you want to see it. That's your business. You don't have the business of seeing that everybody else is appreciating this vision of the world that you have created. However, if you say there now is peace on earth, you will see peace. You will see happiness. You will see harmony. You will see all in divine order. But if you don't, then you're going to see whatever you really believe, whatever you're really thinking about. Now, what are you really thinking about? What is it that's important to you? Where are your values? The true test of where your values are is if you have to make things happen. If you have to get out there and take a rake and a comb and go over the path with a fine-tooth comb to make sure that there are no little stickers or whatever. Every morning, I've been taking my shoes off at the retreat here and walking down to the Hermitage. I'd rather take my shoes off at the Hermitage and walking up to the monastery here for breakfast, and then after breakfast, walking back down barefoot. And my feet are getting really nice and comfortable with the little pebbles, like, you know, acupressure. And it's quite a pleasant thing. I don't walk everywhere barefoot because it's not necessary. I just want to build up the little leatheriness in my feet so they're comfortable on whatever I might step on. Oftentimes, we don't do that. You look at a person's hands and you say, oh my goodness, you don't work outside at all, do you? You don't like to garden. You don't like to do these things. Their hands are so delicate. But then you look at other people's hands and they're okay. But they show a little bit of of love for life, love for where? Like you look at Gregor's hands. And Gregor's hands are hands of a master mechanic, of a master gardener, of a master of anything like this. And he also, I'm sure, is quite gentle. I haven't experienced his gentleness with his hands, but I'm sure that any one of you might have had him gently touch you, or gently put your coat on, or gently touch you on the head or something. I'm sure he does it with Rochelle, and I'm sure that she likes it very much. But that's good. That's good. Now, he doesn't do it to get a response. He does it because it's his nature to do it. Now you say, well, he wants a response too. That's your point of view. That's our point of view, that he wants a response. If Gregor would do things to get a response, knowingly that he was doing it, he'd be fantastic. But he's not wanting a response, so he's not getting all the little accoutrements that might come along with a response, like a better job, or you know, more money, or whatever. But people just love his gentleness and his not caring about what they do. He doesn't judge them. He has been in circumstances where the conversations have been a little bit tough for him as a metaphysician. And what did he do? He just went in the other room. I mean, you know, that's his privilege. He didn't have to create them having that conversation in his presence, but since he'd started, he just went in the other room and he was just fine. One of the hardest lessons I learned in this life is where my business ends and somebody else's business begins. What have you learned for yourself? Have you learned that this is a wonderful world and it's perfect just the way it is? And it's perfect for you just the way it is, and for everybody else just the way it is? If that's what you've learned, you got the message. I love you. I love you. I love you.